Shus. Kol HaKol HaKodesh. First, Hilba Duncan, I want to express my appreciation to the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, to the Rosh Chabura, for the Zchus to speak in Yeshiva Smir, this magnificent powerhouse of Torah. Emes graces chus and the stark marich. I think I might have said this last year. Coming from Chutz La'aretz, every time guest me b'chutz feels so overwhelmed, so inspired to see hundreds. Vuma Gate, hundreds, thousands of Bochrim in the Torah, was eicher to learn Torah in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's a tremendous opportunity, I think. I know when I was here as a Bocher, I didn't realize what it was. I wasn't Marech enough. Sometimes it takes a guest, someone mibachutz, to remind us that there's no greater opportunity, no greater bracha. It's a bracha. It's a bracha for every bocher zeicher to be here, for every yidu zeicher to be here, and it's a bracha for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Eint is Dr. Yotzeit from the Erechaim HaKodesh. Kedai Ibazogen, famous words of the Erechaim HaKodesh in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Pasuk V'chi Sovoyu El Ha'oretz Untatem Kol Eitz Machal, the Pasuk of Orlo. So the Erechaim HaKodesh says, V'ulai Sheromaz V'omri Eitz Machal Al B'nei Torah. He says that Eitz Machal is a remez for B'nei Torah. B'nei Torah are called Eitz Machal. Shegam heim nikru netoim, brings a rhyme from the Gemara in Shabbos, the heim netiyis notati. Ayin shom, he brings rhymes from Chazal and Tzukim. Ben Torah heistan eitz. And he says, Vayitzav Hashem, shetiyeh ikka hachnosas ha'oretz, v'chisovoyu el ha'oretz. The ikka coming to Eretz Yisrael is lintoya bo eitz machal shehim v'nei toyeh. Those are the ikka for the ganze Eretz Yisrael. Despite what anyone else might be saying, the ikka knisa to Eretz Yisrael. Ikka hachnosa so'oretz, lintoya bo'itz macho shehim b'nei t'ira, ki aviro shel eretz Yisrael machkim umetayr ha'nefesh. And then the Erechaim HaKodesh is mamshich, that the b'nei t'ira are called eitz macho, because they're machil to others, because their t'ira, their kedusha, it's for them and it's for everyone around them. So that's what well, the Olam Hazeicha to here, the Chisavoyu El Ha'oret, Untatem Kol Eitz Machal, a Ben Torah in Eretz Yisrael is being Mekayim, the Tachlis of the Chisavoyu El Ha'oret. In Pasuk Shteit in Yeshaya, Simchu Es Yerushalayim V'giluvo Kol Ha'aver. Sisu ito mesois kolam is ablim oler. The Novi tells Klal Yisrael, zichfreyen, to rejoice with Yerushalayim. Vegilu vo kol ehaver. Sisu ito mesois kolam is ablim oler. Those who are misabel, they will experience the Messias, the Sosin. One of them, Zong Chazal, the Meseches Tanis, Mikan Omru. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye b'simchoso. V'she'einoi mis'abel al Yerushalayim einoi roye b'simchoso. Sisu ito m'sois is metatnai kol ha-mis'ablim oleo. The t'nai to be zoyche, v'heiche timtze really, to be zoyche, to rejoice, to experience the simcha and sosin of Yerushalayim is kol ha-mis'ablim oleh. Be'emes, this avoida, to be mis'abel al Yerushalayim is keseida, is b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. It wasn't so long ago that Tikkun Chatzis was part of the Seyda Ayoyim of every Yid. So you state in Shulchan Aruch, the Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Tikkun Chatzis. So if you need to sell the Chiyuv, but it was part of the Seyda Ayoyim. Yidin lived with being Mis'abel al Yerushalayim. It says, Kseyda, it says, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. But certainly, Megein Yitzdarayim, in the days of Bein Hamtzorim, these days, these 3 weeks, Chof Aleph Yoyim, these are days that are b'myuchad, days to be mis'abel al Yerushalayim. But that's the avodas hazman. And chol hapochus this time of the year, chol hapochus for these weeks, we need to be miskashas somehow to this avoida of being mis'ablim al Yerushalayim. The problem is, if we're moida alo emes, it's probably of the hardest avoidest. If we look at the zmanim, mizmane ashono, it's probably the hardest avoidas hazman for us to connect to. At least, I'm talking on my level, I'm assuming that there are other people like me, Ichbet Mechilef, the people this doesn't apply to. But I think for many of us, we can have some kesher to all of the zmanim, Shabbos. We know Shabbos is meredik grace, Shabbos is beyond us. But epis, we can understand something, we can connect to something. Es kommt Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, we know what Pesach is. We know how to daven on Pesach, Pesach dik. At least, lefi madrigoseinu. Shavuos, we can connect to Matan Torah, Sukkos, Mansim Choseinu. Yomim Neiroim, we have a kesher, avada, lefi madrigoseinu. But it's something. I think that for many of us, when it comes to this zman, it's perhaps the hardest zman to connect to. Because, again, I think I'm speaking for many. We're being asked to feel, to experience, to mourn, to be mis'abel. And we find it hard to truly feel those feelings. And what happens is, we try, be'emes we try. We're the chiyidim, we want. Kum tshivosu b'tamuz. We try and be mischazik, me'etev shashmuz. And it's a long fast. We recover over the weekend. And then, before you know it, it's Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishnah Nichnas Av, but the month of Chnochamo. There's halachas, a few halachas. We feel bad that we're not feeling bad. It's Pein Hazmanim coming. Before you know it, it's Tisha B'Av itself, we'll probir it. So, we say some kinnas. And again, I think for most of us, we find it very hard. Once heard from Rav Brevda, Zeichet Tzadik Avrocha, here in Yerushalayim, I used to hear his shmuzen. Once heard him talk about kinnas, he was quite Because your dog is quite sharp sometimes. He said, we sit on the floor. He said, we start saying kinnis. He said, they're very hard to understand. Most of us, we don't understand a lot of what we say. It's a long time. So we sit half an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's very boring to say things you don't understand. He said, eventually people are so bored, they burst out crying. He said, that's what Tisha B'Av looks like. So if we're Mu'idalo Emes, and that's the only thing we can do, it's no good to pretend. It's hard. It's a shvera avoida. But kenish zayin, that we can't connect to it, must be that as shomri Torah mitzvahs, we shayach to the avoida of every zman. And there must be a way. We have to find the starting point to become misablim al Yerushalayim. No misablim al Yerushalayim will be zicha to be rei b'simchosa. So do a vote from the Chiddush Arim. I think it's poshut. That there's a great oimak in what the Chiddush Arim said. Chiddush Arim pointed out, as in Shulchan Aruch state, right at the beginning, in Siman Aleph, Roi l'chol yirei shamayim liyis meitza v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdosh. Those are the halachis of Tikkun Chatzis, Betzim. It state der loshen in Shulchan Aruch. Roi l'chol yirei shamayim liyis meitza v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdosh. So the Chiddush Arim was ma'ira, and there's nowhere else in Shulchan Aruch. I think he said nowhere else. But I think he said nowhere else in Shulchan Aruch where a halacha is addressed to a Yerei Shamayim. Shulchan Aruch is halachas. There are many halachas in Shulchan Aruch that you need to be on a high madriga for. If you look at the halachas of Kavona B'Tfila, where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about his Pashtas Agashmias as if it's standard for everyone. Again, I don't know people's madrigas. Maybe here in Yerushalayim, that's what happens. But there are many halachas that require real madrigas. But state is not roi l'chol yirei shamayim. So this is the only place where the halacha is addressed to a yirei shamayim. So the Chiddush Arim said, because to be mitzvah v'doig al churban beis hamikdash is not shaykh. If a person doesn't have Yirah Shammai, it's not tonight, it's just the only way to do it. Devo says a Yirah Shammayim can be made Savaduyik. Someone who's not Yirah Shammayim, he doesn't have the kalim to do it. He has the struggle that we've been talking about. He can't touch it. But then the Chiddush Arim said, so what should a Yid do if he's not Yirah Shammayim? So there's a few nuschos, but one nusach, the Chiddush Arim said, he said, Devil Sinishla Yerei Shamayim should be made Savadoyeg al Churban Atzmi. He should have that tsar of the Egen of Churban. But what the Chiddush Arim said is Nishtam Avetel. What the Chiddush Arim was saying is that if you're not Yerei Shamayim, you're not Meitza V'Doig Al Churban Beis HaMikdosh, then be Meitza V'Doig Al Churban Atzmai, because that is the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. That's how you'll be Mekayim it. If we don't feel Avelus, it's a simon that we're not kosher, we're not connected. Hashrol Sashchina Azivi the Nefesh HaChayim is Mavaya Barichus, at the beginning, Hashuras Hashchina is nothing but the Sach HaKoil of the Hashuras Hashchina Betrich Kol Echod VeEchod. In other words, it's the Kesher, it's the connection. To the degree that we're connected is the Hashuras Hashchina. Und der, was is nicht Meitzah V'Doyek, so he's the Churban. Reb Shimshon Pinkus Hatzal said, it's also sharp, but says emes. When he spoke about this problem of connecting to being Misabel al Yerushalayim, he said, when you go into a chasna, you stand at the door, you come to a chasna, it's in full swing, and you stand at the door watching, he said, it's very hard to know who's not and who's weiter here? Who are the close people? Who are the brothers? Who are the schwagers? Who are the cousins? And who are some people who wandered in? It's hard to be mishaya. Sometimes the chevra dancing in the middle, you know, bereiv boys, they don't know, they couldn't tell you the name of the chos. They needed an evening off. So they came. So the Achasna, Megeit Arayim, was Mishtatev. You can't tell from watching who's who. He said, but Rav Pinkus said, he said, over Rachmon al Islam, the Megeit Salavaya, says, Zetman Gleich, you see straight away. He said, the Alevaya, you can see in a moment. Devos Vint, he's close. So he said, yeah, and again, so. So Abisul Shaf, we mustn't feel Mayush about this. But he did say, he said, the fact that Ayid can connect to Shabbos, to Yom Tov, Avadet Choshev, Avadet is, Avadet says something. So Nishta Zelbarai. So the Ayid who cries Tisha B'Av, said, Dosarai, that he's a Mechut, that he's connected. And so the fact that we're not feeling, that's the Churban itself. Just to try and explain this practically in the few minutes we have. Kol ha-Torah kulo, ganz Torah and mitzvahs, is really nothing but Keshe. It's a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavas oylom beis Yisrael amcho hovto. Toiro mitzvahs chukim u'mishpotim yisonu limadato. Dosi the ganze sach. The Ibishter loved us, loves us with an ahavas oylom and memele he gave us toiro mitzvahs. Un al kein betme b'shochveinu v'kumeinu nosiach b'chukecho v'nismach b'divri sirotzecho. We're asking that kesher should continue. Ki yehim chayenu v'irich yomenu v'havoscha al tosir mimenu le'ilonim. It's a great mistake, perhaps the greatest mistake, to see Torah and mitzvahs as a list of instructions. Ki ilu kiviyochel. The Ebishter steht in Dresden. The Ebishter is telling us, go do this. This is your list. This is what you need to do. This is what you mustn't do. Then we'll test you at the end. And then there'll be Schava Einish. It's a complete misunderstanding. Shlakodesh is Marek to explain this, that every mitzvah is the relationship itself. Every mitzvah is the Maisa Yodayim. Vayoytzei Moshe Sa'om likrasu likim min ha'machne, Zok Rashi, Magid. It's amazing, state in Rashi. Whatever this means, state in Rashi. That the Shechina was Yoytzei likras kal Yisrael, kechosna Yoytzei likras kal. That's the ganze zech. It's a chosn and kala. And every mitzvah is masa yodel lebala. Every mitzvah is kesher. Every mitzvah is an expression of that avas oilam. And avada, the salmu tira keneged kulam. The greatest mitzvah is the salmu tira Because Talmud Torah is the greatest kesher. Yishokeni min ashiko ispiu ki toivim doidecho miyoyin. Zok Rashi. Al shame. Shenosan lohem toirosoi v'diberi mohem ponim el ponim. The Ebishter spoke to us ponim el ponim. V'oysom doidim oidom arivim aleyem mikol shashua. In our consciousness, in our memory, in our DNA, we all have a memory of those doidim, of that experience of love. V'oysom doidim arivim aleyem mikol shashua. Umuvtochim me itoi lo yifia oid aleyem levair lohem soy tameo mister tzoy meisel. We muvtochim that the Ebishter will allow us to experience that again. Und das yishokeini min ashiko ispiu, the nefesh of a yid is kseida, looking to reconnect, to get back to that experience. The emes is everything we run after. Whenever we get lost, it's just a misdirection of that longing, of that wanting to connect. That's kol ha-Torah kula. And golos means that we lose that connection. Golos tutzach op in the mensch, in the nefesh. Shiva Osa B'Tamuz steht in Chazal. Seven great sorrows happened Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. The first five sorrows happened Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. The first of them is on Chazal. He given the greatest sorrow from Ishtabru Haluchis. Now so in Bekitze, in Sorim steht von Ritvaz, but von Frir, Friedrich, that the luchos on the samel, they symbolize the lev, and the oisias of Torah are the oisias that are in the lev of Klal Yisrael. Mizeu mizehim ksuvim. Agon Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal used to say that the yodua, the luchos pashtas were square, as they state, they were square. But in bottom midrashim, minig has been for Dairis to make them rounded. So now there's people who've come back and maybe they're chachomim, they're putting it right. Occasionally you see them square. But all Dairis, they were always round. So he said that they were meant to represent a heart. The round was meant to be the lave of the luchos, even though a heart doesn't look like that exactly either, but it's closer, b'chalev. Ba'al kuponim, azoi shteit, kosfei maluach libecho, Pasuk says, the luchos represent the lave. The shviras haluchos that happened shiva osa b'tamuz was the shvira of the lev of Klal Yisrael. And Chazal zogen, the luchos were broken, luchos nishbaru, v'oisiyes perchos ba'avir. What was Chazal teaching us with this picture? Luchos nishbaru, v'oisiyes perchos ba'avir means that the lev was broken and the oisiyes are no longer connected. There's no connection. A yid can go through his day and he can learn Torah, he can even daven, he can do mitzvahs, and it's like we said before, it's a checklist. The oisiyes of perchis ba'avir. Umid davenon hu yiftach libeinu b'soirosoi v'yosein b'libeinu avosoi v'yirosoi v'lasis r'tzoinoi. That means in under a verta to put the oisiyes back in the lev. Umamela, dos is golos. When we look at Lis Abel al Yerushalayim as something separate from us, taka difficult. I don't feel it. I don't know what Shchinta begolusa means. I don't feel the tsar of the Shchina. It's hard for me even to feel real longing for Koinim Bavidosam, Luvim Bashiram Vizimram, Yisrael B'Mamodom. It's getting a bit easier. The Emes is getting a bit easier. You know, B'Madreit Zacharum, and we see and we hear the tumor of the world. It should be, there should be something that moves in us. Obeim calls it, it's Kuknishon Leicht. But when we realize that Heichal Hashem Heimo, like the Pasuk says, it's us. There's nothing separate to us. The Beis HaMikdash, Hashoros HaShchinah, is the Sach HaKoil of who we are. And then we realize that we're disconnected, that we can be misable, and we must be misable on that. We're being misable on the Kesher that's been lost. We're being misable on the Oisiyes Purchus Ba'avir. And we're being mitzapa, mitzapa ligula means mitzapa to reconnect, to live the rachmona liba boy. There's a lot to say, but I was thinking to be practical, something we can do. As Megeit HaRayim in the Yemei Beinam Tzori. And this is our avoda, this is our way in. Our way in is to understand that our lack of feeling is the result of a lack of connection. And lack of connection is everything. And we're being misable, we're longing towards that. Perhaps I thought, Posha, to have something off Lameisa. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim speaks about how a Yid should learn Torah. He says, "L'zois ho'emes shezois hi haderech ha'amiti, asher bozeh bochahu yisporach shemoi, shebechol eis sheyochin ha'odom atzmoi liboi, lilmoi, sorry. Whenever a person is about to learn, Roy Loilis Yashiv Kuidum Shiyaskil al Koponim's man mut. He says, Ayid, every time he learns, should stop for a moment. Beyiras Hashem Tahira Bataras Halev. And then he says, Vichave Lestabik Belimudoi Boy Batira Boy Bakodish Borhu. Hainu Lestabik Bukholki Chosov Lidvar Hashem Zuhalocha. Uboze hudovuk boi yisporach mamish kiviyochel. The Nefesh HaChaim is something we can do. It sounds like a hecher zach, and it is a hecher zach, but it's talking to us. And every Yid before he learns can learn with kesher, must learn with kesher. And he says a Yid should stop for a moment before he learns. He says even in the middle of learning. Middle of learning, he says, a person can stop and bring back this machshava. This is the lishma of the Nefesh HaChaim. Yivei Sodom Machlikas, a great Machlikas between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Gedolei Chassidus, what Torah lishma means. But first, I Nefesh HaChaim, Vasul Chaim Velozhin Abed, I heard once, I read once, Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, in Torah Vadas, he brought together the world of the Gedolei Litter together with Teiras HaChassidus. So he once said to the Bochrim, he said, Halavai Mazorshin Halton by the Lishmof and the Nefesh HaChaim. So Grace Madriga is here. And he says, before he learns, he has to just connect, just remind himself that these Oisiyas belong to the Luchas. That this is one, it's one experience. Actually, that's something we can do, and it starts, and it's in Torah, and it's in mitzvahs, and it starts to help a Yid live with the understanding that this is all, it's all avas oilam. The ganze Torah mitzvahs is avas oilam. And then you begin to want it. You're misabel over what you don't have, and you're mishtekek for more. And azoi fangt man on, mashre sein de Schinne. Avada, we're zeicher to live and learn in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. Wherever you look, in Chazal, in the Svarim, Shteit Shinklor, in Tira, that Yerushalayim is a place where it's easier to connect. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yerushalayim HaBnuyo, Ke'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. The Hagdora of Yerushalayim HaBnuyo is that the Oisiyos and the Luchos are back together. It's a Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. Yerushalayim HaBnuyo is a place where every Yid learns Torah and keeps mitzvahs, as we state in Nefesh HaChaim, where it's Kutchebrichu V'Yereisu Yisrael Chadhu. So Vada here, M'hom de Gelegenheit, here Mamish, in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, close to the Mokim HaMikdosh. It's 3 weeks of Avodah, 3 weeks of trying to live with Chius, with Simcha. Be'emes, for us, the Avodah, and you may be in Amtsorim, is Avodah Hashem B'Simcha. Because Avodah Hashem B'Simcha is bringing back Hashoras HaShechina. The more we bring it back, the more we want it, the more we long for it. I just be Messiah. Fille Unverstehen. It's just Kedai to share amazing words of the Koshnitzer Maggid in Avodah Yisroel. On the Pasuk Kolorit Feo Hisigur Bein Amtsorim, which Kipshute means that all those who pursued Klal Yisroel, they reached her Klal Yisroel Bein Amtsorim. So the Avodah Yisroel writes that Kolorit Feo is Kolorit Yivko. And he says, any person who's Reidif Lahamliches Abiri, any person who's trying, who's wanting to grow in Torah and Avodah Hashem, is Bein Amtsorim Kenetzukum and Meh. And he says a moshel, and I can't say I understand this, but Megis Ibbazogin, he says that when the Tsar is Bebesoy, when the king is at home, then it's hard to get close to him. Masha Einkein, he says, in Masah Uyver Bishokim Uver Achoyvis, when the king himself is in Golos, then Koriv Lachol Koyrov, and anyone can get close. And he says, Achina Mimshul, the Shechina in Golos, the Pasuk says in Mishli, is described as Ki Ketzipur Nidedes Mikino, it's like a bird away from its nest. And Kal V'Chomer, during these days, this is the Zman of Ketzipur Nidedes Mikino, and Kolorit Feo Yisigur Bein Amtsorim. He says, Arid of Ko, Kentzukum Bein Amtsorim. His aim is all health, and I think Lefid Vorinu, I think it's a chizuk to hear that we're not so rochik, because when we experience that lack of connection, we experience the lack of chiyus, the lack of simcha, we are misabel on that. We all know, everyone knows, this is not right, this is not what should be, and we all want that so much, we want that connection. It's a chizuk as meken misabel zayin al Yerushalayim. Meken misabel zayin, meken zayin mitzah v'doyeg al churban atzmoy, but mitoich ha'ishtoikikus, to create that chibur. To see the Yerushalayim Abnuyo Ke'ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. So the Sfasemes brings, if I'm remembering rightly from the Zohar Kodesh, that Aaron HaKohen said, Chag L'Hashem Mocho. Yitzayim B'Tammuz was the Shviras Haluchis. Tes Zayim B'Tammuz tomorrow. So Aaron HaKohen pushed them off one day. He said, Chag L'Hashem Mocho. So, Davto Sashtein says, Vet in the Torah. What was he saying? That the words have to be emes. So, Sashemes brings that, Osid Lovoy, this day will be a chag, says the emes, Chag Lashem Mocha. The Eish Zahov, we're the ones, we're the She'iris Am Kodesh, you are certainly. The Eish Zahov, and that you should be Zeicha, he's on Allah Zeicha Zayin. To be mischaba mit the emes, be mischaba mit kedusha, be mischaba mit the eibishter, and be zoicha beizr Hashem in this ir shechubra lo yachtov, and zoicha zayim bekor of mamish to the chag la Hashem mocha.